The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
It's not just excitement, it's joy. Joy of the throne. Joy that men have been raised. Joy that men have been raised. Men have been raised. Joy. 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 Eya mashed. Lele shopete linga. In my presence, there is fullness of joy. Jamonata keyama. Eluteya. You are experiencing my presence. So there is joy in the atmosphere. Linoshti, past, tota nigade. Joy to free many. Joy to deliver many. Joy. Joy to raise many. Joy. Joy to bring many to myself. Joy is a season of joy. Joy in the hair. Joy on earth. Joy in your community. Joy. 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 That's my presence. Joy. I bring joy. I bring joy. It's a joy that the enemy cannot come against. It's my joy, my power. Joy is power. Joy is power. Joy. Kale, etom, priata, ralesh. Season of joy over you. Mele shuranteya. Seasons of joy. Prete milento preketunge. Ile yonta. Joy is of death. It is of death.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kakalibra na hasta fifite pandi ano chichiatai ni anoka. An atmosphere is upon you. A being is here with you. Presence of a being is here with you. The presence is a presence here. My angel brought a presence here. It brought a presence here. It brought you help. Brought help to bring many to presence. To bring many to presence. This ministration is to brace many to come to presence.
Amen.
Ministration of presence. My angel of the presence is an angel of the presence here, ministering to you. Ministering to you. This is a ministration. It's not just preaching, it's not a sermon. It's a ministration. Accurate division. Accurate division. Grace for accurate division. For clarity of sight. To bring men to walk in presence. To raise men to come to heaven. Heaven. Many, many heavens. Many, many comings to heavens. Heavenly places. Heavenly places. Heavenly places. An angel is here to empower you, even my angel. He knows all the heavens. He knows all the heavens. He brought substances from all the heavens to raise people, to position them in their places in the heavenlies, even in the heavenly places, places in the heavens. For the discussion has been raised. The meeting has been heightened to another height. He has come to raise the meeting up. To another level, to bring many to that place. You will minister from there. You have been raised to heaven to minister from heaven. Amen. You are a minister of heaven. You are a minister from heaven. You are a minister of heaven and of heaven, from heaven and of heaven. You are a minister from heaven and of heaven. So we have sent the angel from heaven to help you minister heavenly things, heavenly substance. Grace. Grace will bring to you. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
See the Spirit.
Can we shout amen?
Amen.
You know, like I said this morning, I will be faithful to what the Lord has laid in my heart. I started it this morning by the grace of God. And I want to thank God that our daddy labored so much around it this morning. I said the morning star is a person. Is a light. Light is a person. And daddy emphasized that so strongly this morning, that light is not a thing. Light is a person. He said John, you know, you made reference, John was not the light. You know, so but John came before the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So he is light. You see, the morning light is, it has two lights inside. You know, two lights inside. I also believe that I'm also laboring to somehow break down that is teaching. But that has also been given to me in a way. It's two lights. Two lights. You know, the light of his Father and the light of his God. Because there are two levels of reigning. Firstly, I want us to know, God's people everywhere, that our time of reigning is now. Yes, they are preparing us for reigning. Please, that must be at the back of our mind. That, you know, that should be our approach. That God wants us to reign. I saw this morning, when the tongue was coming, Song of Joy. I saw this morning that there's a new song they are bringing to our camp. It's a song of reigning. Because the morning stars, you see the word the morning stars sang. When the morning stars sang, it's a song of reigning. It's a song of rain. They are bringing us to a life, reigning life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because dominions of the enemy has to break. God is not happy to see his own being under dominion of his enemy. We must not be under the dominion and reign of his enemy. When I say reign of his enemy, it's not only Satan. There are things we have accepted as our portion, but that are not our portion. For example, death is an enemy. I don't know if you know that. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in the Bible. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So I mean, that's an enemy. That's an enemy. So God wants to free his people completely from the enemy. And the only way is to bring light. Light of reigning. Or reigning light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you are following me. We are all entitled to reign. We are meant to reign. We are meant to reign. Everyone say, I am meant to reign. So the light, the morning star, when we say morning star, for example, not every star is a morning star. You know, there are stars in their different degrees. There are stars of heaven. Stars of heaven are not morning star. There are stars of heaven, but they are not morning star. It doesn't mean morning star is not in heaven, but there are certain stars that are not morning stars. Not every star is a morning star. Please, are you with me, please? So when the body come on the morning star, what that star is communicating and conveying is to train souls and train men on how to reign. It's a reigning star. Hallelujah. Some stars of heaven are not morning star. For example, when you see Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 or so. He said, I saw another wonder in heaven. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and his tail drew down what? Third part of the stars of heaven. I don't know if you are saying that. These stars of heaven is not the morning star. So some stars can still fall. A star can be star of heaven and can still fall. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the morning star is the code of reigning. the morning star. That morning star, what it conveys particularly is how to reign. Amen. Are you following me, please? And you know, we have had teachings on two major levels of reigning. You know, today especially, it has always been like that. But today, particularly this morning, I think all of us must do well to listen to this morning message. Yesterday, morning message by Daddy, and today's morning message. They are vital and key to our progression in the spirit. There's a new song upon us as a community. There's a new song. I want that to distill to our heart. You know, since I'm following with the trend, you say it's not a preaching. It's a ministry. There's a new song that is piercing upon us. It's to let us know. You know, let me tell you something. God has told Jesus in Psalm 110, you know, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make all your enemies your footstool. Are you following me, please? You see, making your enemies your footstool, he said, then look at that word, he said, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. What did he say? Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. So this is everlasting reign. When you see rule in the midst, ruling in the midst, not ruling, they are not yet under. Hallelujah. So God has told Jesus, I will raid your rod of your strength out of Zion. I want to tell you something. Do you know that the Lord has been teaching, I've emphasized that in the learning, you know, that's part of our emphasis presently, that sin is not necessarily only what we do. Sin is a state. It's a state of life, it's a nature. Listen, it is actually injustice to God for people in our community who is hearing the message of everlasting life not to have a dominion mentality. It's not right not to have dominion mentality. No, we must not throw away that. That's the essence of building us. We are being built to reign. We are being built to reign. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I pray that I need to be bold. When I say bold, then I don't want things to intimidate. Even your faces can intimidate. We are brethren. But your face may be your mind. Let me tell you something. It is a lot of emphasis in our midst. It's not just about dying and making heaven. That is contrary to God's intent. God didn't say we should die and make heaven. It is because man tamper with the law of God. The only way God could rescue man is okay, because if man should be on this earth like this and continue without accurate light for living, man will keep depreciating. So that is part of a rescue. It's not the original intent. I don't know if you are getting me, please. It's not the original. God didn't create man to die and make heaven. That's not the intent of God. God didn't plan that. It's not part of the blueprint. It's not the blueprint of God that you will live, then at a certain age, you will die, you will make heaven. That's not the plan. That's not the plan. That's not the plan. When you go to the manual itself, manual for making man, let us make man, Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. You can see that what God had in mind is dominion. Let them have dominion. Hallelujah. So, dominion mandate is part of God's coming into making man. The end of making is to come into dominion. So, all the labors God has been doing in our community for years, the preaching of Christ, the message of everlasting life, is to drive us to a place where dominion can be part of what we are saying. Let me shout dominion. It is sorrow, Joe. Are we getting what I'm trying to say, please? So I sense that strongly. God is giving us that new song of reigning. We must see reigning. You see, we can't confront some things with our reigning mentality. Some things will always be like that. Something will remain like that. Something will prove to us, they know that we don't know what we are thinking. Because they know, they can teach us by thoughts.
that your thought is not a dominant thinking.
Please, are you with me? Can we say amen?
Amen. So to God, God, the everlasting King, that God is, the everlasting King wants to raise sons who can be thinking dominion. I'm not saying that we are jumping. The pastor, is that not that we are jumping curriculum? We are not jumping curriculum. We are fulfilling the curriculum. You see, some prayers we tie, God will tell you, I think you have grown more than that. For example, you are praying, oh Father, let Satan fall down. God will not tell you that this thing you are praying is a sin. No, me to let Satan fall down. So you expect me to stand up from the throne. And I say, Satan, I come to your hour has come. I have come to come and handle you. No, that's not going to be. In fact, Jesus will not come and chase Satan down. No, it's not. Don't, if you think it's Jesus, I'm unattainable. I'm unattainable. I hear the rule. It's a good song for a time, but it's not a raining song. It's not a raining song. Jesus will be singing to us too, church. And your mommy, oh, I grow up. All my children, oh, grow up. Are you turned the rule, and you left out? You are the one causing it. Obey faster. So when we preach prayer to Jesus, Jesus will push it back to us. In reigning mentality, religious people will say you are proud. It's not you are proud, they are agitated. They want things to remain the same way it has been. Just maintain the status quo. And sometimes we can have the maintenance status quo in our mind. That when I do everlasting life and finish it, I will die and go to heaven. No, that's not the intent. I'm not saying believers may not sleep. Even the apostles didn't want to sleep in their time. What is happening? They didn't want to sleep. It's just that the economy of that time didn't allow them to live that long. But I'm just saying, they didn't want to sleep. So don't think that maybe, hallelujah. Are you all with me, please? I'm only saying that what God had in mind is that man should reign. Man should express his dominion. Man should express his dominion. Like I said, I feel that burden. I sat down with soberness in my heart. And when I'm sober, I know there's something the Lord wants to communicate to us. That we are not seeing. There's a certain perspective we are not seeing. And he's not happy with that. We are not seeing that perspective. Hallelujah. This burden, the burden of this life campaign, should instill to every participant that I am destined to reign. That should be part of our mentality. Which I believe with time, as Daddy speak again, God's servant Rebecca, he comes. I know that there's something that must come to us. We are looking for new fragrance in the nations. We are looking for new fragrance in the nations. In Nigeria, you know, with time, God will be telling you, don't call some nations Islamic nations again. When you say that, you are yielding the nation to Islamic old. Don't say that again. Don't say that again, that they are Islamic nation. When you say that, you are agreeing with the forces that those nations are Islamic, that you have given them over to Islam. No, because all is the governor among the nations. Bible says that he's the governor among the nations. The nations are inheritance. So I'm saying that mentality has to change. Thoughts must change. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. One in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man? That thou art mindful of him. Or the son of man, that thou visitest him. Next verse. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Yes. Thou, you see the word? Crowned him with glory and honor. And this set him over the works. Oh my God. The works of thy hand. You set him over the works of thy hand. Let's see the next verse. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Hello, sir. Not some things. All things. You see, when you read Genesis chapter 126. You will think it's only animals, birds of the air. No, it's more than that. All things. It's not just animals. You see, the thought began with animals, birds of the air, the things that fly in the air, fowls of the air, you know, things are creeping things. There's something more. When you enter New Testament with everlasting writing, they didn't just say animals. They said all things. Put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection. You see the word? In that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now, we see not yet all things under him. But the next verse, powerful. That's the next verse is the bullet. Somebody should rejoice somewhere. Hallelujah. It's like I'm preaching again. Oh my God. Maybe that's the allocation of this meeting. I want to teach. Amen. Verse 9. But we see Jesus. Listen, when we say we see Jesus, Jesus is the template of everything God is saying. So, in that means, you know, though they say we see Jesus, who was made a little other than the angel for subjection to the crown with glory and honor, and by the grace which takes there for every man. But you see, the icon is that, go and check Jesus. Jesus is the ideal man. And let me tell you, for Jesus, all things are all subject to him now. Do you agree with me? When I say something, even though when the Bible says that all things be subject under his feet, it's not Jesus' personal feet. Please understand me. Jesus has overcome all things. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Let's see 21. Are you still with me, please? The life figure we're unto, even the Bible does show, now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, yes, who is going into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers be made subject unto him. So things are subject to Jesus. But when they say under his feet, they are talking about the head and the body. You have to get me. It's not Jesus' physical feet. But Jesus as an edifice spiritually, who is the head of a body. So the feet is the church. I'm just saying that the feet of Jesus, when they say under his feet, is the church. I'm going to say the church. Everybody say the church. You know, Jesus is the head of the church. Then the feet of Jesus is the last day church. That's what we're using to stand upon the earth. When Jesus stand upon the earth, is the last day church. With Jesus' feet, we conquer enemies. I don't get what you mean. The last day church will be warring church. The last day church, when he's walking upon the earth, when Jesus is walking upon the earth, the last day church will be warring church. The last day church will be faith church. Through which Jesus will subdue all enemies. Hallelujah. Are we all getting it, please? Yes, can we say amen? Amen? Please, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is that, so when the issue of mourning star comes in, I don't think I want to recover from this thing. Because there are many warfares to fight. And you can't fight some warfare if you don't have reigning mentality already. You must go to war as a king in your mind. You have to go to certain war with a mentality as a king. Mentality of a dominion. Before you start the battle. Don't start battle as a slave. Don't start. There are still battles ahead of us. And the battles are going to be intense. But you see, let me tell you something. The mentality of dominion will subdue those things. David said that at the sound of my voice, the enemy come out of their hiding. He said they submit to me willingly. Psalm 18. I don't know if you know it's in Bible like that. It's in Bible like that. He said this, Psalm 18 is there. He said, at the sound of, he said, when they hear David. Please, are we getting something? There's a way many of us, we are afraid of things. We have, you see, fear. Fear is actually a constitution of corruption. When you have fear, fear. Integral constitution of fear, of corruption, fear. Fear looks holy. I'm not saying fear of the Lord. To fear, easily agitated, fear about things. Hey, I don't even know. Even when, so even some of us may be learning everlasting life now, to even walk in the dark, physical darkness, you have fear. You know, something can appear to you. Something can hit you at the back. Something can hit your head. When you see cockroach, you bite. In Jesus' name. Flying cockroach. Spider web. And don't, let's not lie to ourselves. Some of those things are there. It's like if you wake up by 3 a.m. and you see a cockroach by your bed. You may even say, someone one day. And don't speak in tongue. Don't speak in any tongue. If you speak in tongue, Satan will laugh at you. Everlasting life, man. See you, see you. Don't speak in tongue. Don't say Kabula, Abalia. Carry your broom. Kill the thing. Go back and sleep. Well, that's not the one. But I don't, I look funny, not so. But this thing, they affect us small, small. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at what David said. Psalm 18, 44. As soon as they hear of me, the strangers, okay, is it, let's see, is it the first verse or the next one? As soon as they hear of me, 45, go back to that 44. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall, you see the word, submit themselves unto me. Oh my God. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Who is talking here? It's someone who has a reigning dominion mentality, dominion unction. Dominion, like when they mention David, you see all the enemy. Hey! You see, the, hey! David, everybody start coming out. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen? That is a powerful mentality God wants to give to us. You see, we cannot talk about kingdom. So when we say kingdom, kingdom, gospel of the kingdom, kingdom is actually a reigning mentality. We cannot talk about kingdom and not talk about reigning. I'm not talking about, listen, there is a carnal approach to kingdom mandate or kingdom dominion mandate, which is to take over maybe 7 mountains and no, or become influential. Of course, God will still showcase certain things. God will still showcase certain things. Let me tell you something. I don't know why I'm ministering like this, but I believe it's an injection of the Spirit to me. Let me tell you something. God will make sure the systems have terrible pressure. God will make the finance cancel to fail. God will make the magicians cancel to fail. God will make sure kings are troubled. You see, the way God tried to display certain to do Daniel through Joseph, they are part of everlasting life manifestation. Please, I'm not saying those systems will remain forever, but God will showcase higher wisdom that the princes of this world and the people in government will wonder, because it's a wisdom that is pure. God will shake kingdom. God will shake settings. God will shake things. God will make things not to work. It is raining. We give God the praise. Can we say amen? I don't, are you with me, please? So, but what I'm saying is that God wants to instill to us that reigning mind. You see, if you can't have dominion over certain nature within you, if you don't have certain reigning mind, somebody say, this is my weakness. It's not your weakness. Even not things external, even things within. Somebody say, I can't do, sir. Pastor, you know what, sir? Worry. Me, I'm worried. I'm taking it as my cross. That means that, you see, you may be talking like that. Nobody can do without worrying. No. Worry, anxiety, they are a dominion. Anytime you worry and you're anxious, you're out of order in the spirit. So you need to reign over it. I say we'll reign over enemies of natures. So when he say we see Jesus, Jesus is the template of a man that is reigning. And God is raising men in that order. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Jesus Christ, who is, like I said, the morning star, when he was going, there's something he said. That's what I felt I should also emphasize today. I don't know, are you blessed already? Yes. Let's see what Jesus said. So after Jesus Christ has done the work, and he has accomplished the work. You know, yesterday, Pastor Emeka was laboring and saying that Jesus Christ went to her. Maybe it's the one or that day. Somebody said Jesus went to her and preached and, you know, let captives, remember, depopulated her, and then he moved them away. So Jesus Christ finished every prescription for reigning. Are you with me, please? I'm going to stay there in my ministration. I mean, the remaining part of my teaching today, that's where I will stay. But Jesus Christ finished every requirement for reigning. He finished every requirement for reigning. And if we will believe me, all that Jesus was teaching on earth, they are recipe for reigning. We call it gospel of the kingdom. No, it's not, like I said, it's not reigning in the carnal sense. Gospel of the kingdom is how man we have dominion of God over natures within. Things that Satan has given as inheritance to man, how man can have dominion over them and put them under his feet. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Then when Jesus finished, ever say Jesus Christ finished the work? You know, John 17:4, I have finished the work you gave me to do. He finished the work. I will come back there later. Jesus finished the work. Then he went to her to undo Satan's works in her. He undo Satan's work in her. He finished the work. The Father gave him. Amen. Amen. John 17:4. I have finished the work. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So he finished the work. When he finished the work that God gave him to do, works that are requirement for reigning. And so I believe even when Jesus was on earth, he has certain measure of reigning. How many of you agree with me? He has certain measures of reigning. Number one, Jesus had dominion over sin. He had dominion and reign over sin. Because Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, make us know. Is it 15? We do not have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was at every point tempted like as we are. You see what? Yet without sin. So it means he had significant reign over sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me here? Ever say significant reign over sin. Now, let me push it further. He had certain significant reign even over nature. Not nature within alone, even nature. Like Jesus Christ walking on water. So I hope I'm not digging. Like Jesus Christ walking on water. When I say walking on water, what was the technology of Jesus Christ walking on water? How will he walk on water? And to the extent that reign, when Peter said, Lord, if you are the one, bid me come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't shut down. Amen. Amen. When Peter said, bid me come, what did he say? Come. Then Peter, sir, this thing look like comic. It look like drama, but it's not drama. It's real time thing. This is sea. It's not pool. It's not swimming pool. This is sea. Peter jumped from boat and jumped on the sea. See you.
Maybe we are not. There's a way I read Bible and I think. This is not swimming pool. You know, if it's just swimming pool, we can jump and then it will be on this. There should be swimming pool. Ne? This is sea. If it jumped like that, we just go down. Woo! But he jumped and he was standing. Then he was coming to Jesus. Then when he looked and was disturbed, Bible say, when he saw the waves and all those things, he became afraid. And stopped. You see the word, go and read it. He started sinking. So now that he sank, it's not possible to start sinking on the sea. Waiting. Have you ever entered sea and then you start sinking? When it's not sure, you know, depth, then you start sinking. What? You are not seeing what I'm seeing. I said, you know, it's in the Bible. He started sinking. He began to sink. Beginning to sink. Where? Beginning to sink where? When it's not mud. You know mud? Error for mud. You can be sinking. This is sea. You don't begin to sink. You sink. It's not boom. But beginning, I mean that this thing was going down. What happened? It disconnected from dominion of Jesus. He was very enjoying dominion. It's somebody's dominion. So he had reign also over nature. I said that he had reign, I don't mean you are following me, over sin. For example, one day, I just want us to see, but whatever I don't do right, I know you will help me. I'm not talking about this reigning mindset. It must come to us as a community. We must see ourselves as a ruling house. Ruling house over things. There was a time. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, help me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ali kaparo shite kekania nantu ataga braga botstenia. Oh, for your adversary has successfully removed the mindset of dominion because he wants to dominate you. Because he wants to dominate you. For there is a way man has been framed. There is a way I framed man in the day I made him. I put it in him. I put the consciousness in him. I put it in him. But you see, the adversary came and stole the mandate and stole the vision and stole stole the consciousness because he wants to rule you. He wants to rule you. He has been dominating, man. But you see, I am shining my light. I am shining my light. I am bringing back again the consciousness of dominion, the consciousness of reigning, of reigning, of reigning, because I am walking a walk in you. I am walking a walk in you. And the intent of that walk is to set you, is to make you reign, is to make you have dominion. For it is a wicked walk that has been done against man. It is wickedness. It is wickedness. But we are undoing the works of the devil. We are undoing the works of the devil. For this cause, I am made manifest. I am made manifest to destroy the works of the adversary, to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, we are doing the work by light. Let light do this work in you. Let this consciousness be repeated into you again and cooperate with the works. And cooperate with the works. Even the one that we are doing now. Believe it. Believe it. Let it be done in you. Believe it. For you are the one. You are the one. You are the one. You are the hope of this message. You are the hope. You are the hope. You are the hope. You are the hope that the feet of our Lord Jesus will bruise the head of Satan. You are the actualization of that promise. For it is a promise that has been laid up for you. It is a promise. You must not fall short. You must not fall short of this promise. It has been laid here. Generations have come and have gone, and they have not scratched this promise. This promise is hanging on a generation. Which is your generation. It is your generation that a dominion will be seen again on the face of the earth as it was seen in the life of Jesus. Even now, it is in Jesus. It must be seen in you, saith the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's shout a big amen. Amen. So when he finished the walk, like I said, he went to hell, and when he came out resurrected, what Jesus said to Mary is actually a dominion mandate. When Jesus met Mary, you know, when Jesus resurrected, Mary Magdalene met him. And he said, don't touch me. Let's read the place. John 20, verse 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father. Then again, to my God and your God. You see, there are two things there. Those are two promises. They are not the same. Talking about, you know, it's the ascension, because you cannot talk dominion outside of ascension. You have to ascend. So ascension. So Jesus promised his brethren two levels of dominion, or two levels of reigning, which we can call two levels of light or two levels of life. Everything God's servant has been trying to make us see. I don't be following me. Don't shut down here. Say amen. I love what the tongue is saying. He said the enemy has done bad thing. But listen to me. God has prophesied through the prophet. He said, for your shame, I will give you double portion. I mean, remember that song? Everything now double, double. Now double, double. You know the song, go. You are pretending as though you don't know now. Double, double. Oh, oh. Now double, double. Eh, eh. No, you know, but you see, Satan will tell you, double, double, car, double, double, car, double, double. No, double, double now, Father and God. Double, double. Now, who, sir? Now, Father and God. That's a double, double. So, I hope I'm okay, sir. Amen. When he said, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. I'm ascending to my God and your God. It means that the ascension will be on two levels. It's on two levels. So, the Father is the first ascension. Now, please understand this, because like I said, I feel in my spirit I should stay with that ascension to the Father. Maybe our dad days we come and talk about ascension to God. Amen. But the ascension and the promises, they are for his brethren.
Please keep that to heart. Therefore, go and tell my brethren. It didn't say go and tell the world. Go and tell the whole world. No, it's not to the whole world. The promises are for his brethren. They are for his brethren. That must be in our heart. They are to his brethren. Go and tell my brethren. It didn't say go and tell the whole world. So it means that the promises are for brethren. They are things that make them to become his brethren. So at the same time, you see, this word is not only to the 12 disciples. It's an eternal script. It's an eternal script to everyone who arrive as his brethren. When you come to brethren, when you arrive as his brethren, they will deliver to you. They will make you these two promises. So we are, for example, a community of brethren of our Lord Jesus. These things is not pride. It's the reality of our work. You can't take it away from us. Jesus can't say he doesn't know our daddy here. Jesus can't say he doesn't know you. Now, what makes brethren is what I was trying to emphasize this morning. When you obey, when you receive the ministration of the doctrine of Christ, you are maybe made a brethren. What makes brethren is the doctrine of Christ. You see, you can be born again and not be Jesus' brethren. Don't be angry at me. So, for example, let's see Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. Is it 11? No, verse 10. 11. Thank you so much. Are you still with me? For both he that sanctified, yes, and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause? What happened? He is not ashamed to call them brethren. You see the word? He is not ashamed to call them brethren. One, he who sanctifies. And they who are sanctified. See, well, it's first of all to make you a brethren, he will come to you as a sanctifier. And when he sanctifies you, and you are sanctified, to be sanctified means that you are not ashamed of the gospel. First level of gospel that I give to you. So when Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There's a reason for that. If you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ, he too will be ashamed of you. You know, there's a place where he said that anyone who is ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of him. Because the gospel of Christ is a purifier. It's a sanctifier. There is a faith in the gospel of God that sanctifies us. So that sanctification of the gospel of Christ, that evolution or evolving from carnal to spiritual, there's a lot of things around it. That's why many don't stay in doctrine of Christ. Because doctrine of Christ, where they will teach you how not to seek certain balances that actually gratify the flesh. The reason why people look for balance is because their flesh is becoming irrelevant. They are becoming irrelevant in the flesh. Flesh is what is making men to look for balance. Because you want to balance being something in God and being something in the world. You don't want to lose flesh irrelevance. Hallelujah. Christ will detach you from that. Am I okay, please? Are you blessed? So when we have obeyed the gospel of Christ and we have not denied the shame, is to make us one of his brethren. So when we become his brethren, hallelujah, then you see the promises are for his brethren. So when we have become brethren, see what I just said? And you can talk to me again. Brethren, what I was saying in the morning, they are spiritual. Then he will introduce them to the first promise. What is the first promise? Ascension to his Father. That is the first promise. Ascension to his Father. Everyone say ascension to his Father. Ascension. Please understand. Is his Father not our Father? Is his Father. Go and tell them, I ascend to my Father. He didn't say I ascend to our Father. No, my Father. That is to say, when I give you the light of my Father, and you obey the light of my Father, he will also be your Father. Let's see something. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. I want to see what I'm trying to see. Revelation 14, 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood among Zion,
And with him, 144,000. Having what? I want you to talk. Having what? They didn't say having the. It's his father's name. It's his father's name. I say it's his father's name. So it is here that they too can now say, my father is your father. Because they have his father's name written on their forehead. So it is everything he inherited. You see, all those light of reigning and light of nature, they are in him. So he wants to share them with us. I don't know if you are getting me. But we must first of all meet the condition. Now, you know, I said in the morning, nobody say, okay, maybe we are just entering. No. In our community, for example, there are those who are already having the coding of the Father's name. You need to design this community. You have to design that. So when somebody make mistake, people say, and you see, we say, we should do everlasting life. We have not even done Christ. We have done Christ. One person's failure doesn't mean everybody's failure. You can't use one person to judge every other person. Because they are saying everlasting life. Christ, see, charity, you can mention 10 people, doesn't mean that is everybody. There are those who are doing charity, those who are doing a fervent charity. And then don't be lazy in your mind. You see, this teaching we are even saying, Father God reigning. They teach charity. You see the word? You are lazy. It's laziness. That's how somebody will say we have not done Christ till 2025, 2026. We have not done Christ and we have not done Christ. You see, you are lazy in your mind. You are lazy. You can't be going and say we have not done biochemistry. If you have not done biochemistry, go and register for the biochemistry and do it. You can't be saying we have not done Christ. Do Christ. If you do Christ, by 2025, you will have done Christ where? I don't know if you are getting me. That's the part of reigning sense. I don't like people saying we have not done something. When you know what we should do, do it. Don't be saying we have not done, and we have not done, we have not done. And then you make it a song. We have not done, we have not done, we have not done, we have not done. See, you can be saying we have not done. You will see that people are far ahead of you. They have gone ahead. Then you will not enter a new class of those who have not done before. They will come and join your class. Senior. May you not be senior in charity where your mates are already in everlasting life. What am I even doing to me? Are you blessed at all? God, I want to teach you, but I don't know. Are you getting me, sir? Because, you know, in secondary school, there are people that we meet in the class. They repeat it, but we still call them senior. Do you remember that thing? We say, senior, but we are in the same class now. His mate has moved. May people not come and be calling you senior when others have moved. Everyone say, amen. Amen. Are you getting me, please? So, his father's name. You see, when he say writing his father's name, it means that, firstly, he will bring that father's name to them. He will bring the father's name to them. So, this morning, the label, everyone say, father. Please, I want you to understand, the father is the everlasting God. The father is the everlasting God. What Jesus is, when he say, I will ascend to my father and your father, my God and your God is, and we are sent to the everlasting God, and then we are sent to the eternal God. The Father, that's the label this morning. He said, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ said the same thing. My Father and my God. So the Father of our Lord Jesus is the everlasting God. Please, I want that to be now. Please say what I just said. This thing I'm saying is not new. They taught us this morning. They taught us yesterday. I'm re-emphasizing. The Father, when we say Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the everlasting God. The Father of our Lord Jesus is the everlasting God. Now listen to me. The God of our Lord Jesus is the eternal God. Keep those two things. The God of our Lord Jesus is the eternal God. You know, when you have, I'm jumping because of some time, but I'm just jumping something. You know, I make you see when they receive his father's name. Did you see it? They have his father's name. They didn't say the, they said his father's name. Because he's the one that inherited the father, he has shared inheritance with them now. Now, when you read again, Jesus talking about those who overcome, they will be pillars in the temple of my God.
Revelation chapter 3. And I will write upon them the name of my God. He didn't say the name of God. The name of, you see, that means that he's the one that owns everything. He owns the Father, he owns God. But he can share them with you.
Hallelujah.
I will write upon them. Everything is just, he didn't say our, my God. The name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is Jerusalem. You can see, my God, my God, my God, my God. So it's like, now that you have my Father's name, let me bring you to the next level. Where you can be having my God thing. Do we get me, please? So everyone say, his Father. His Father is the everlasting God. Now, please, I want to press. That everlasting God has two operations. Or two level of light within him. At least you have enjoyed so far. There's no spooky things, anything. The everlasting God is the living and the true God. So when you say break down of everlasting God, somebody say, how? Look at the way he's talking about God. Breakdown of God. No, God wants us to know him and be able to break him down. When I say break, it's not that we are breaking down God, it's to be able to see his structure. The more I said, we know. As we are known. God know our framing. God also wants us to see his own framing. So when you say, I am knowing the everlasting God, you can actually know the strata of God you are knowing. I don't know if you are getting me. You can know by judgment and life. You can know, I am knowing the everlasting God. There is a curriculum of the everlasting God. There is the light of the everlasting God. The everlasting God is the living and true God. Jeremiah 10:10, we read it this morning. But the Lord God is the true God. You see that word again? He is the living God and an everlasting King. Are you with me, please? I also showed us 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, that you have turned to God. You see the word there? You have turned to God. That God is the everlasting God. Are you getting me? They have not turned to eternal God. The first expression of God we will know is everlasting God. And that first expression is as Father. Now listen to me. God cannot give eternal life to anyone he has not fathered. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The difference between Moses and Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you following me, please? Moses asked, show me your glory. God said, no man will see my glory and live. Jesus asked for the same thing. In John 17:5, glorify thou me with the glory I had with you in the beginning, before the world was. Jesus was asking for the same thing Moses asked for. The Father didn't say you can't receive it. Why? The Father has fathered Jesus already. He has known the Father. Oh God. He has known the Father. He has finished the Father's works. He said, I have finished the work you gave me. Now I can receive eternal life. So to glorify me with their own self is to receive eternal life, is to have fellowship with the eternal God. God will give us understanding. So when we say, I enter everlasting life, this all of us that have entered everlasting life community is that first level of life. So that's where I think maybe I'll finish my talk. We have, since for certain years now, we have been related with the light of the living God. We have been receiving teaching on the living God, emphasis on the living God. Which is making souls to live. I told brethren, I said that don't say we don't have living souls in our company. We have many living souls. We have living souls. By their judgment, by their obedience, by their separation, we have living souls. Even if all of us are not living, you can join the living. But doesn't mean there are no living souls. I told him, I said, you can't tell me I have not done Christ. It's not exhortation. If you have BSc, won't you know you have BSc? For God, can you say, I don't know, maybe I have BSc. Even the SBSc, I don't know, maybe it's real. If it's not real, then let's withdraw the certificates. Jesus said, I have finished the work. Jesus said, I have finished what you gave me. He didn't say, Father, you know, I don't want to know whether I have finished the work or not. I leave you to the job. No! He said, I have finished the work. Jesus said it to God. I have finished the work. Then Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. He didn't say, only God knows whether I finished my course. God is the judge of all things. He knows when he finished. That is to say, he understands the syllabus. You can't say, I've not done Christ. The requirement of Christ, I fulfilled it. as a person, I am pressing to live it. We should know. You see, if you can notice naturally, how about spiritually? You can't tell me that it's not a living soul. You see, well, we don't know. God knows all things. God is judge of all men. We know. What do you know about yourself? Well, God knows all things. God knows all things you should know. Amen. So the first portion of that everlasting God has been given to us. There are commandments of the everlasting God that has been given to us. There are instructions of the everlasting God that have been given to us. For example, when you read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, he says you should lay aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, all envies, all evil speaking. These are commandments of living God. It's not just everlasting. This is first commandment of the everlasting God. So you can know commandment. There are people that have done these things. You are not talking to me again. You don't say, but I've not done it. You two raised to do it. Am I talking to us? So there are commandments people have done. Commandment of the living God. Now listen to me. The reason I will say it again in closing again. So listen to me. Living God. We've done in our community. When I say our community, I'm looking at our community. And I'm saying that people have responded to the living God. They have been responsive to the living God. They have been obedient to the living God. Which is commending the community to the last phase of the everlasting God. Which is the true God. We are in the season of the true God. That's why John said, and we know. 1 John chapter 5. We know. He didn't say, God knows. You see this God knows thing? It's true that God knows all things. But sometimes it's a lazy mentality. It's a mentality of uncertainty. Like even meek, those who have done meek well, when they want to die, they know they are making heaven. Those who do meek well, they know they are making heaven. This pastor in the U.S., this pastor, elderly person, I forgot his name now, this evangelist, Billy Graham, he said, the next time I open my eyes, it will be in another place. He's so sure he's making heaven. He's so sure. He didn't say, I don't know. God knows all things. I've done my best. If I make heaven, the Lord be praised. If I don't make heaven, the Lord forgive me. No, he knew. He was so sure. By training, we should know some things. So John said, and we know. He didn't say we think. He said we know that the Son of God is come. And he's giving us an understanding that we may know him that is true. That is to say, this light that is shining now is a true light. It's shining true light. So morning star, hallelujah. Morning star, when true light is shining, that's where they bring morning star with it. They don't say, you have obeyed the living God. In being true, start coming into certain reigning. Start coming to certain reigning. Reigning has to occur. Hallelujah. So in the true God, you know, in living God, there is a reigning we have. But it's still reigning in some darkness. There is a certain darkness even when we're receiving light from the true God. It's not that the true God is dark, but that light is not yet complete. In us, it's not yet complete. Even though we are obeying living God, but there is a certain darkness in us. But John now said that darkness is passing away. And the true light is shining. So when true light is shining, you are finishing the work. We are finishing the work. I say we are finishing the work. I say we are finishing the work. Now, in conclusion, there are many conclusions, but in conclusion, listen to me. The living God is the first work of the everlasting God. The living God. Because the Father is a work. The Father is a work. The Father. Everyone say the Father. Hope you are still with me. The Father is work. I know this thing I'm saying is just to prepare our mind. Daddy has taught this. The Father is work. Father is work. Because Jesus said, my Father walketh. I walk. So Jesus knew the kind of work he's doing because he's seeing the way the Father is projecting the work. So the living God is the first work we will do. When we enter everlasting life, we will do first work. Then when we do first work, when we enter through God, we'll be doing the last work. So I'm submitting this because it's a serious matter. I'm just looking at our community. It means that at this point now, we are moving to that last walk. We are at the edge of last walk. And the edge of last walk, they are telling us, finish the walk. Finish the walk. Perfect the walk. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he said, he that overcometh and keepeth, you see the word, keepeth my works unto the end. Don't forget, Jesus Christ said, the Father, I have finished the work you gave me to do. Hallelujah. Jesus finished the Father's work. So Jesus is now the work. Because he has done the Father, Jesus did the Father and became Son. We will do the Son to become Son. So he said, if you keep it, you see the word, keep it my works unto the end. So keeping works to the end is when we enter true light. That is true light. It's like you have entered last work now. You have to finish the work. And when you finish the work, I will give, you see the word, power over the nation. Reigning begin with true. Reigning. Reigning begin with true God. Reigning begins with true God. I want you to know that. Reigning begin with true God. So Morning Star is a light that will be shining, reigning in everlasting light. Reigning in everlasting light. Reigning in everlasting light. Morning Star will shine, reigning in everlasting light. Listen, sir. Everlasting light is not that you get everlasting light and you run away. No. You now manifest that life. The life has a dominion. Sir, I was thinking in my heart that no, there's more to everlasting light than we have thought. There's more to everlasting light than we have thought. God won't rush away from everlasting life. No. Because even God at creation knows everlasting God. God at creation. It's not eternal God creation knows. It's everlasting God, the creator. So ever see the way he was talking to Job. Do you know the boundaries of the earth? Can you tell about Leviathan? See the way God is talking. He's everlasting God talking. Any attachment relation with creation is everlasting God. So when we have full everlasting life, you see, everlasting life has its own crown. When we are full everlasting life, God wants us to manifest that life and bring certain rain upon creation, certain rain upon creation, certain rain upon nature. So you were talking about sign of the apostle. It's the signs of the overcomers. Altering of weather. Earth is languishing. Earth is languishing. Things are perishing. Hope you know that we don't have original fruit again. Seedless fruit. My wife said, this is seedless. I said, are you just screaming? That's what people are eating everywhere. He said, how can we be eating seedless? I said, that's the only thing that is existing. I said, see, there's no original fruit anywhere again. Fruit you are seeing, they are modified. So listen, there's a blessing coming upon the earth. Oh, you're not getting me. Let me tell you, for the first time, earth will witness dominion of everlasting life again. Earth will be replenished. Earth will be replenished. Earth will be replenished. Certainty will see us. Certainty will come to original form. Sir, I don't know. I've just declared things. And I'm telling us our portions. I will tell you, why would God allow millennial rain? It's so that earth can be replenished. True dominion of life. That God will give through us. So please, in conclusion, don't miss your lot. Anything God is giving now is that men can come to their lot. You have allotment, you have appointment with God on this mountain. Don't miss that lot. Don't miss it for any reason. You are an active player of what God wants to do upon the surface of the earth. Earth will go through another cycle because dominion of life is coming. That's why men will see everlasting life. You too, you will use everlasting life. Because everlasting life is our original life. Listen to me. It's our original life. Eternal life is God's life. Everlasting life is our own life. It's the life God kept for us that we should use. When we have used it, cannot say, come and take eternal life by life. Eternal life is a higher reward. You have been faithful to your life, come and take my life. Our life is everlasting life. Listen, if we can eat everlasting, God does not mind that we should live 2,000 years. Live the life. May we rise up into these things. Can we just pray? I want us to pray. I come into my lot in this thing, Lord. I come into my portion. I come into my portion. Don't let this season pass I come into my portion. Father, renew my mind in any way you want to renew it. I come into my lot. I come into my portion. Dominion over sin. Dominion over iniquity. Everything Satan has given. I come higher than that. I come into my life. In the life you have ordained for me, I come into it. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Don't look around. Pray. Engage. Breakthrough in light. Jesus is shining light upon us.
For help tonight. For help tonight. Help tonight. We may help tonight. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate your name for the emphasis. For the emphasis, for the light you show, for the emphasis. Thank you, my Heavenly Father. We give all the praise to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Okay, let's start. Let's take interpretation, please. Let's take interpretation.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, true light. True light. Welcome to true light. Welcome to the season of the true light. Welcome to the work that will be done by true light. Welcome to the time of great plainness of speech. Welcome to the season of great division, even in the place of light. Welcome, welcome. I'm welcoming you. Oh, I'm welcoming you. I am the Omega. I am the Omega. Welcoming you to my light. Come, 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 fellowship with me. Come, 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 fellowship with my light. Come, 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 fellowship with my light. There is a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot, a whole lot of understanding reserved for you here. Here, reserved for you here. You have journeyed, 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 you have come to the I am the Omega. You have come. come there, you are there. You are there. You are there. And so you have come to a place of great accuracy of light, accuracy of delivery, accuracy in the place of division, accuracy in the place of the download of grace. It's a walk. It's a walk. I am welcoming a company. I am welcoming a company. You see, I'm telling you, a whole lot of years have passed. Many have not come here. It's been long. It's been long. I've welcomed the company to this realm. It's been long. It's been long. In the journey of my church on the earth, it's been long. A company have journeyed to this point. It's been a long time. I am excited. I am happy. There is a joy in my heart over you. I have seen a company again. Again on the face of the earth. Again in my day, in this time. In this time. In this time, journeying, coming to me. You have come to me. You have come to me. You have come to me. I am welcoming you 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 to me. I will feast you. I will feast you. You have come into another realm of feasting, a higher level of feasting. You have come into a high table. It's a high table. It's a high table. It's a high table. You will eat. 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 I will feast with you. I will feast you. I will feast you. You will hit my light. You will hit my light. You will hit my body. You will drink my blood. You will hit my flesh. You will hit my blood. You will hit my flesh. You will hit my blood. Until you are qualified for my reign. Until you are qualified for my reign. I won't stop feasting with you. I won't stop. I won't stop. I won't stop. I won't stop. Even if you don't have understanding, you have come under a cloud. You have come under a cloud. Your fathers have walked. Your fathers have journeyed on your behalf. They have journeyed. They have pushed your company to me. They have brought your company to me. They have brought your company to me. You will begin to enjoy an unusual understanding. An unusual understanding. It is not because of you. It is not because of you. But the labor of your fathers. Your labor. I have seen your labor. I have seen you stood before this door for a long time. Oh, you have stood for a long time knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. I am knocking. Jesus, I've spoken so much. Jesus, even the Son, I've spoken so much of you, even this company. And now I have welcomed you in. I have brought you in. Come in, come in, come in, come in. Let's journey together. Let's journey in the Omega light, in the Omega light, in the Omega light, in the Omega light. Come meet my Father. Come meet my Father. Let's journey to my Father. Let's journey to my Father. Let's journey to my Father and to my God and to my God and to my God. See the Lord Jesus.
Yeah, well, thank you, our Father. We give praise.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, isika kaila susia sika posia. Kasivini sia tasia. Kasafarote. Messisika posta here naha. Aheha. It's a holy ground. It's a fearful ground. It's a holy ground. It's a fearful place. It's a fearful place. It's a fearful place. It's a holy place. It's a holy place. Holy place. Consecrated place. It's a separated place. It's a separated place. It's separated. It's separated. It's separated. Only the initiates can come in there. Only the initiates can come in there. And the blood has pleaded for you. The blood has pleaded for you. Even the blood of my Son Jesus has pleaded for you. Has pleaded for you. Mercy has found you. Mercy has come to you. Mercy has drawn you. Mercy has located you. Mercy has brought you. Mercy, 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 mercy. So much of mercy. So much of mercy. Because you have that which you begin to tamper with. You begin to tamper with ancient foundations. Ancient foundations. Ancient foundation. You will rebuild waste places. I have waited. waited so long, so long, so long, so long, so long a time, so long a time to repair the old waste, the old ruins of many generations, desolations of many generations, But you see, it will no longer be, for time shall no longer be, for times of destruction will be cut short, over humanity, will be cut short over humanity, because now the true light is shining in its true intensity, in a high intensity, the true light is shining, come to this fellowship, even your fathers will begin to invite you to this fellowship. Don't say you don't understand it, don't complain of understanding. They are inviting you. Take the invitation, for as they stand in their lot to talk, even to speak, even to minister, their pedestal of ministration have been heightened in the spirit. They have been heightened. They are not just talking, they are inviting you. Come fellowship with them. Come fellowship with them. For they are fathers in light. They are fathers in the true light. Inviting, bringing you, For you see, before the end of this decade, many will come into the fellowship of this true light. Many will begin to partake of the fellowship in the true light. Hearken, Estin. Do away with those things I have been correcting you over, because you are coming into a dangerous terrain. Some things I won't take from you anymore. Some things I will frown at it. I will frown at it because you are coming.
Follow.
Hear the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's an awesome night. It's a night of dread. It's a night of fear. But we find mercy to respond adequately beyond this meeting. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So please, church is no more as usual. Things are going on. I want you to consciously respond. If you have not been looking to these things, please look into them. So much has been going on in recent years, and there is much intensity at this time. That's why that they couldn't teach to teach. You can't sit to teach. They want to proclaim. They want to announce. It's an announcement time. And so the Spirit is not going to allow you to sit down and teach. And that's what they have done tonight. We thank the Lord. Can we give the Lord a big hand tonight? What is happening is a warfare over our fears and doubts. It don't come this way. We won't attend to them. If you don't call, they come this. So it's they are warning over our fears and doubts. You know, sometimes to go to this terrain that seems unknown, you know, our hearts fear. But you can see we have a guidance of God's scriptures. It's not just travel by trying to adventure. No. It's heaven has taken time to guide us through scriptures, through doctrine. So I will not miss it. So I can tell you are on a safe ground, okay? What did I say? You are where? On a safe ground.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703 0395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.